How should you as a leader lead during a crisis? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's Leader Feeder, I'm going to explore with you some of the things that might be different about how you'll lead your team during a crisis and uncertainty compared with normal times. First of all, recognize that even though part of your role as a leader is to act as if nothing else has changed, that probably won't fit in times of deep uncertainty like we're facing right now. So recognizing that people aren't going to behave exactly as you're used to can help you adapt to their new behaviors. One of the tips that I have for you is to recognize that productivity will be reduced. It's tough during stressful times, even if it's not directly affecting your operations, that people will still have their minds preoccupied by other things. They won't be as productive as they might be in normal times. And of course, if you come off as too harsh, talking to them about that productivity issue, that just won't resonate with them and they'll think that you don't care. So I'm not saying you have to lower the standards completely, but you might want to take into account that people won't be as productive as they normally are. Probably you yourself have faced having what I call squirrel brain, tough to concentrate and focus. And therefore, people might not be following your instructions as well as they normally do. And you'll catch yourself having to repeat yourself and clarify that they actually did hear and are able to comply with your instructions. The other thing to accept and maybe expect is that people are going to be more emotional than usual. So even little things that might normally not set them off might get them to be visibly upset. Remember, things could be happening at home different from what's going on at work. So even if work isn't particularly stressful, all the other uncertainty in the news could make them feel emotional. And those emotional outbursts, you should first of all listen with empathy so that you can make sure that you understand their point of view and where they're coming from. And then maybe cut them a little bit of a break and only really have to speak up and say something if those emotional outbursts get really, really out of hand. The last thing to realize during a crisis is that communication can really break down. We've already talked about the fact that listening suffers, so people aren't going to be paying attention to your messages. That includes by email, by text, or face-to-face. So be prepared to repeat yourself and clarify what other people are really saying to you, because your own little squirrel brain might be causing you not being able to listen as well as you'd like. There's a few examples of what you should do as a leader to focus during times of crisis. Having regular routines is important, and at the same time recognize that people might need a little bit of slack when it comes to their behaviors at work. Once you've worked on those leadership behaviors, you're going to want to check our archives for all the other great episodes we have of the Leader Feeder podcast and video series. You can find all of it at uniquedevelopment.com. And I have a special request of you. We're looking for your questions, your concerns, and your problems, especially during difficult times, so that we can address them here on Leader Feeder. So please send me your email questions to info@uniquedevelopment.com. As always, I'm here to partner with you on your leadership journey.